Akron Zips head coach Terry Bowden, and obviously the Zips coming off a 21-20 win over Buffalo on Saturday afternoon. And joining us now is Akron head coach Terry Bowden. Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, thank you, and congratulations on a fourth quarter come-from-behind win for your Zips and a thrilling 21-20 win Saturday afternoon, and after getting back to your office and sitting down and watching the film. Talk about the performance by your Zips.
Well, I was very pleased. That's a very good Buffalo team, and they have played so many. They've just lost close ball games. We knew they had an outstanding team. I thought their defensive front was outstanding, and we were in for a battle. We led at halftime, but they jumped ahead of us in the first of the fourth quarter. We jumped back ahead of them and then held on. But I thought it was a great team effort because our defense seems to continue to bend but not break and play great red zone defense. Hold them under three to 20 points for the day, and their offense came back at the end of the game. And not only did we score the final touchdown, but we were able to run for three or four first downs to run the clock out and not give them a chance to kick a field goal at the end of the game.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Bowden and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Obviously, a key game. You're right in the midst of the East Division standings, and you know it was down in a home contest. Down one score in the fourth quarter, and your offense goes out on the field and is able to march downfield and put a touchdown on the board. Just talk about that confidence you have in your quarterback and Thomas Woodson and your offense now to be able to be in a position and make plays at that stage in the game and have successful drives for outcomes like a victory and a one-point win.
Well, Tommy Woodson, you know, he's a fifth-year senior, and he got injured last year, and really the Buffalo game was the one that where it really got kind of at the very end of his injury where he couldn't just play anymore. He really came through and had one of his best games. He threw 71%, 21 of 29 with three touchdowns, and just had an outstanding day, and three touchdowns to three different receivers. But, you know, he's got the maturity. He understands how we want to run our offense, and it's kind of like right now, as he goes, we go, you know, because our running game was not as strong as we'd like, although Deltron Sands rushed seven times for 70 yards and made a huge showing, our third-team tailback, to have a great day, averaged 10 yards a carry, and got tough yards there in the second half. But Tommy Woodson, again, playing like a fifth-year senior, and when he plays well, we have a chance. Again, defensively, we kept him out of the end zone as much as possible throughout the game, and they've done that all season for most of the part and did a good job there.
It's a unique situation when you got a quarterback, and when he and the entire offense and the team, for that matter, know that when he's on, they got a chance.
Right.
And when he's not, it's a challenge.
Well, you got to run the ball better. Yeah, you got to run the ball better. That's one thing we're not doing as well as we'd like now. We're not running the ball as well as we would like to do because, you know, to be a quarterback, a little bit's kind of like a pitcher. Sometimes those balls aren't hitting the edges of the plate, you know. Sometimes they're just outside the plate. And so that running game is one of those things that's got to keep the pressure off a quarterback every play to have to perform perfectly every play. But you know what? It's been a team effort. I mean, we're sitting here at the top of our division with a couple of days of rest. We've only lost one conference game, and the players have played their hearts out. We've been a tough team. We've played games where we just had to fight and scrap to win, and we've continued to do that, and we just have to keep fighting. We've got a tough schedule, and everything's still out there for us, but somebody continues to step up. In other words, Kevin Gladney, our senior from Firestone High School right here at Akron, has not played a lot as a senior. We moved some young guys in there, but he kept pushing and waiting his time and offering his help, and he made a critical touchdown catch at the final play of the final offensive touchdown we had, a 40-yard touchdown catch that he had to put us ahead by 1 point. It was just a guy like him, somebody always stepping up and making plays for us.
How important is that for younger players to see that from a senior? Obviously, putting in the effort, putting in the time.
Right.
When his time is there, he makes an impact play.
Right. Everybody on a football team needs to understand that when we call your number, you need to come through. But to see unselfish players, especially older ones that maybe see younger guys playing a little bit more, but still being great team players and getting in there and doing everything they can. And Kevin Gladney just represents everything you like about a team effort. Everybody, you know, there's plenty of credit to spread around when you win a ball game, and I think everybody enjoys that. But it's a great lesson for our young guys who have to wait their turn and be a role player on our football team.
You sit here now and you got a few extra days, obviously, before your next game, when it's not until November 7th with another key East Division matchup with Miami. But, you know, you have these couple extra days. What are your plans with your team, and what are you planning to accomplish with regards to this extra time in preparation before you play Miami?
Well, you know, they need rest. I mean, everybody needs a break in their season. And in our conference, nobody gets a full week off. Most conferences, I think, you get a chance to have a Saturday off, and you only play on Saturdays. So when you get an off week, you get a full, extra full week. Our conference, we go into these Tuesday night games or Wednesday night, so our off week is really just an extra day or two. But we need it. And so our players won't practice today. We'll come back out tomorrow, do some light stuff, and then Wednesday will be a practice day to get us a day or two ahead. But people think, well, you're going to practice three or four more days so you have an advantage. No, you're going to rest your players up three or four more days, and your coaches are going to put in the extra hours to fine-tune that game plan.
You know, obviously this year, you know, you've had a very tough non-conference schedule when you went on the road and played at Penn State, and you had obviously Iowa State and at home, and you look at what they've been able to accomplish, and here you are at the end of the year. You got three games to go, and you're sitting there with still everything you want to accomplish for your team. It's kind of nice to reflect and have that when you sit there and you see yourself with a 4-1 record in the conference with a chance to finish strong.
Yeah, the only problem is we were sitting right here last year, the exact same situation. We lost our quarterback, and we lost four straight at the end of the season. And we lost back to our top two quarterbacks. And so, we know where we are, but we know what can happen. We play very, very tough teams. Miami has to play a game before they play us. But we know how good they have played and how good they can be. And so we have to know that we're a scrappy, fighting team, that we have to play four quarters, and we have to put in one more good play in the other team, because that's the way we've kind of our makeup is this year. So, yes, I'm pleased with our performance. And you mentioned our non-conference schedule. Even Troy State went out there and whipped LSU in Baton Rouge the week after we played them. And so we had a tough non-conference schedule, and with Western Michigan and Toledo from the other side of the division, other division on our schedule as well. So we're just taking our games one at a time, and making sure that we know how we got here. We got here by winning some close ball games, and I expect our games to be close from here on out.
You know, it wasn't fun going through it last November at the end of the season, what you went through, but is that perhaps a blessing in disguise that you can learn from it this year? And what do you think your team might have learned from that last year?
Oh, I think definitely our team is hungrier because of the fact that we had such a good start last year. Then we end up having to take a wide receiver and make Terrell Goodman and make him a quarterback. He hadn't played quarterback since high school. We end up playing our last two games with a wide receiver quarterback, and it was very frustrating for our football team because we had such a great start last year. So, but you're right. When you go through that, it makes you hungrier. We had a great off season, but like I said, it also reminds us how you can't take anything for granted, and games have to be won on the field. Somebody doesn't give it to you because you had bad luck last year. You have good luck this year. You got to go out there and play the game and take it one game at a time. And you know, we were just one play better than Buffalo. We were just one play better than Western Michigan. And I think that's the way you have to play these games, and just go out there and fight as hard as you can, and hope it's, at the end of the day, we hope you got one more good play than the other team.
Well, Coach Bob, I'll let you get back to your preparation for, again, it's Miami on November 7th, but congratulations on the big win over Buffalo. We'll let you get back, and we look forward to speaking with you again next Monday morning.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much again for Terry Bowden and his Akron Zips overcoming that 21-20 win over Buffalo. Again, for Akron, they are now 5-4 overall on the year and 4-1 in the conference play, and currently sitting in first place amongst the East Division this year. For Akron in the contest against senior quarterback Thomas Woodson, a season-high 286 yards passing and three touchdowns, as he was 21 of 29 passing on the afternoon against Buffalo. And in the contest, he moved into second place on Akron's career passing yards list, where he now has 6,829 career passing yards, as he surpassed James Washington, and he only trails Charlie Fry, who leads the Zips in career passing yards with 11,049 yards. Also for Thomas Woodson, he is now number two in the career passing touchdowns list. He has now 53 career passing touchdowns for Akron, and again trails Charlie Fry, the school's all-time leader, who has 64. In that contest against Buffalo, again, the junior quarterback Jordan George had a career-high 11 tackles in that outing and also had one interception in that contest. Again, for Akron, they will be off this week and then back at it next week, November 7th, with a road game at Miami.